This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Fourth Estate by Geoffrey Archer.
10735. The Fourth Estate. There now follows a brief description of the book. At first glance, Richard Armstrong and Keith Townsend seemed to have little in common. One was the son of an illiterate peasant who emerged from the most backward corner of a Europe ravaged by bitter war. The other was raised in a mansion in Australia. However, they did have one thing in common. Both of them were gamblers, and both were prepared to risk everything in their battle to control the biggest newspaper empire in the world. The Fourth Estate. There now follows a brief description of the book. At first glance, Richard Armstrong and Keith Townsend seemed to have little in common. One was the son of an illiterate peasant who emerged from the most backward corner of a Europe ravaged by bitter war. The other was raised in a mansion in Australia. However, they did have one thing in common. Both of them were gamblers, and both were prepared to risk everything in their battle to control the biggest newspaper empire in the world.
This book contains language which might be considered offensive. The Fourth Estate, by Geoffrey Archer. By kind permission of HarperCollins. The recording of this book was made possible thanks to the efforts of Adam John, who swam the River Clever.